If you have your Bible, turn with us this morning to the book of Obadiah, chapter 1. Obadiah, chapter 1. I want to spend a little bit of time this morning as you stand with me in reverence of God's Word, just remembering what happened 10 years ago. Remembering so that we won't forget, amen, what happened 10 years ago. 10 years ago today, we were attacked by the heathen of the world. We were attacked by a vicious enemy. We were attacked. They call them terrorists. I call them cowards. We were attacked by cowards 10 years ago today. But I thank God that He's still God. And He's still on the throne and He hasn't changed. No matter what they do and how they try to bring us down and try to bring us to our knees, God is still God this morning. Bless His holy name. Obadiah chapter 1, verse 13. The Bible says, "Thou shouldest not have entered into the gate of my people in the day of their calamity. Yea, thou shouldest not have looked on their affliction in the day of their calamity, nor have laid hands on their substance in the day of their calamity. Neither shouldest thou have stood in the crossway to cut off those of his that did escape. Neither shouldest thou have delivered up those of his that did not remain in the day of distress. For the day of the Lord is near upon all the heathen. As thou hast done, it shall be done unto thee. Thy reward shall return upon thine own head. For as ye have drunk upon my holy mountain, so shall all the heathen drink continually. Yea, he shall drink, and they shall swallow down, and they shall be as though they had not been." As we look today in the Word of God, we see how God can begin to move. But I want to bring to your remembrance for a little while. If you'll just pray for us, we'll try not to be long or lengthy. But I want to remember. I want us to remember not to forget. To remember not to forget how good God is. To remember not to forget what He can do. To remember not to forget that He is an almighty God. He is an ever-present help. And He is the hope of mankind today. Help us to remember not to forget. He is still in control. He still is an almighty God.
Amen.
Amen. 10 years ago today, people got up. People just like me and you, they got up. They done their morning business. They drunk their coffee and they ate their toast. And they got up and prepared to go to the workplace or wherever they had planned to go that day. They got up and just as it was the same day, it was a normal day. It was a day just like every other day. They got up and they begin to make preparations. And they begin to do that that they need to do to be prepared for the day. And they got up and they got in the car and they traveled down the road and they went to those places where they work. Some of them. And I didn't know my wife was going to bring this morning, and she didn't know that I was going to preach this morning. But my wife brought a picture of the Twin Towers as they stood above New York, as they stood as an awesome spectrum and vision of what man can do. They stood towering above that great city, a place where a Statue of Liberty, our Statue of Liberty, calls where she stands with an uplifted arm, beckoning those that would come and partake of what we have here, where we stand in liberty because of a God that we serve, a God of liberty, a God of truth, and a God of peace. He is God Almighty, and He stands for that, and they stood for that. But I tell you this morning, that those folks begin together, and they begin together into these buildings. They begin together one by one, and they begin to ascend up one floor to another floor to another floor till they traverse wherever they would have to be that day to go about their business. They never thought of what would take place. They never thought about how that day would end. They never imagined what would happen before the day was over. I wonder how many of us do the same thing. We get up every morning and we never think about what the day holds. We go out and we tell that loved one, we say, "Honey, I love you. I'll see you this evening." We kiss that love and we kiss those children and we send them on their way, and we never know what will transpire in that day. These same people just like me and you. See, these were just common people. Hey man, they was a. Hey, we sometimes I think we try to put in our minds that they was that they're just obscure people, obscure things off in a distant, in a far, far country. But these were people just like me and you in the land of the free. Amen. They were people just like me. They were families just like ours. And they got to get ready and they went to their places and they began to climb up in this building. And now they figured they would be safe. They figured that that everything would be okay because they was just going about their normal business. And they began to climb up into these man-made structures. And they begin to climb higher and higher. I wonder how many times in our lives we try to count on a man-made structure. We try to count on something that's man-made, something that's man's put together. I tell you what, we ought to be trusted in. We ought to be trusting in a holy God because we don't know what tomorrow holds. Amen. But praise God in the Lord Jesus Christ, in God Almighty, we know who holds tomorrow. Hallelujah. Can you imagine as they got up and they began to traverse and they began to climb those, as they began to go up in those elevators? And I began to think in my mind's eye, you know, like you can just see, you know, maybe a couple ladies just talking, hey, how are you today? Oh, it's good. How are you? Oh, I'm fine. Thank you. Well, how's your son doing? Is he doing okay? How's the basketball going? Just common people doing common things. Can you just imagine? Never a thought in their mind. But all the time, and people was all going all over the city in the same way. All over this city, people were gathering together in normal procedure. The little did they know that travesty was coming. I wonder how many of us go off day by day and we never think about what can happen before the day is over. We never think about what could take place by the end of the day. How circumstances could change in such a drastic way. Oh, if we can think on what takes place in lives every day. But you know, we think, well, it'll never happen to me. This will never happen in my life. This could never happen in my family. But listen, there's none of us that it couldn't take place in a moment, in a twinkling of a second. Yeah, circumstances of our whole life could be changed in an instant. Oh, we need to be ready, youngins. We need to be searching the Lord. We need to be looking for what He's got for. We need to be desiring and knowing that we are in the center of His will. Oh, you say, preacher, well, how would that make a difference? Circumstances still come. Yeah, but if we know the Lord and we got our youngins in and we got our families in, so that when we kiss them goodbye that morning, Brother Frank, we can know with a surety in our heart that everything's okay between you and the Lord and between them and the Lord. It makes all the difference in the world. And then when they go to their places, they go to work, they go to school, they go to do whatever they're supposed to do, that destiny brings them that day that they'll be prepared. We need to be prepared. They wasn't prepared for what was taking place. They wasn't prepared for what was about to fixing to happen. Within 2 hours, this nation was changed forever. Amen. Some people that decided they want to make an example out of us. They begin to come over and they begin to take special training. They begin to do things that would prepare them to take out their anger, their frustration on Americans. People just like me and you. And they begin to train and they begin to put into place these different things. And they begin to come, boy, I tell you, and it didn't take but just a little bit for them to pull it off. Amen. They begin to board these planes. They begin to do different things. They planned this thing. They proceed. I want to say the devil's always got plans. The devil's always planning to destroy and to tear down. These people went about their business that day, never expecting it to happen. But I tell you, the devil's always got different plans. The devil will attack you when you're most vulnerable. Amen. And these fellas got in these planes, and they begin to they hijacked them. And they begin to turn them about. And an amazing thing, our radio, our people out there in the airport say they seen it happening. They said, this is strange. It's different. We've never seen it like this before. Amen. They scrambled fighters. Do you know that? They scrambled 2 fighters to go take them out. But it was too late. You see, one of them planes that done got turned around. It come back in New York City and it took out this building. Amen. He ran out of banging it full of fuel. He crashed it into that building an excess of 500 miles per hour. You said, well, preacher, it should have just denied. It should have. But that building stood. Amen. I'm talking about what God, what man can do. What man did. It stood that much pressure. And it stood there and it trembled and it shook under the pressure that man would put upon it. Amen. And within 20 minutes, there was another plane hijacked. It come in from the other side and it took out the other tower. A burst of flames, explosions. People said they could see it, that plane, that first, the people in the first building could see the plane in the other building. They could see it hit the other building. And their managers told them, said, stay where you're at. Said, stay where you're at. Don't move. Stay in your office. Amen. That's what they told them. Could you imagine the fear? As you picked up the phone, he said, honey, I'm up here in the back. She said, something's going on. She said, get out of there. He said, no, honey, they told me to stay put. I said, it's safer to stay where you're at. Don't move. Stay in your office. Can you imagine making that phone call and say, honey, but it ain't good. I know this. There's something bad. So I can feel something bad's going to happen. And all the time, there's another plane. It's heading up towards out of Pittsburgh, headed toward Pittsburgh. And a son calls his mother, and he says, Mom, he said, this is me. He said, something's gone wrong. He said, this plane is it's been hijacked. He said, this plane's been hijacked, and we don't know where they're taking to, but we can't let it happen. Some innocent people that's in the way, and we'll not stand for it. We've got to make a stand, Mom. Another lady received a phone call. It was her husband. He said, honey, I love you. I appreciate you. I love you with all my heart. But that plane's been hijacked. Said, we've got to take a stand. We can't let innocent people be hurt. We're going to have to take a stand. We're going to have to do whatever we can do. And she said, oh, honey, oh, don't do it. Don't do it. Be safe. Think about yourself. What about our little boy? But he said, honey, I've got to take a stand. Yeah. I've got to take a stand. I can't let lives be destroyed. Oh, God, youngins, if we could take a stand. If we could take a stand, that other lives won't be destroyed. You say, preacher, how can I make a difference? By taking a stand. Yes. By standing for what's right. For not giving up. For not giving in. For not compromising. They said them fellas, Brother Kevin, rushed them hijackers, them with knives. And they beat them to the ground. So they said when that pilot found out that they was that the people had flogged them and they were trying to take over the plane, he said he turned that thing straight towards the earth. Said he plowed that plane into the earth with such a magnificent force and such an explosion that it created a crater in the earth. But he said, can you imagine? Can you imagine these mamas and daddies, these husbands, these wives that I thought kissed their bride, kissed her husband that morning? He said, honey, I'll say one. Said, honey, I'll see you Thursday. But he never seen her again. How much we take for granted. We've got to remember not to forget that God is God. Yeah. And He always will be God. And we must trust Him every day. Amen. These people thought they could come against the United States of America. I want to say, as for all of our faults and our failures, this is still the greatest country in the world. Men have lived and died. They've paid the ultimate price for our security, for our liberty that we have this morning to sit in the house of God and hear the preaching and the instruction from the Word of God. As people come against us all the time, constantly. People's always constantly coming against us, trying to destroy, trying to tear down. But I want to say this is the United States of America. We were founded upon liberty and freedom in God Almighty and a precious Son of Jesus, His Son Jesus. Amen. We have liberty today. We have freedom, but we take it so lightly. But they got them planes and they took them into those buildings. And the masses begin to pour out. The firefighters and the police, and they begin to come around all these two massive structures as they're burning and clouds of smoke are billowing out of them. Amen. People running away, but these others had to put themselves in harm's way to try to rescue those that were about to be destroyed. And stories tell us, they said, as people began to come out of those towers, those stories down below, the ones above were trapped. They couldn't get out. They said in just moments, a heat had enveloped and just cooked them alive. They said those down below, they began to scramble. They began to scramble down the stairs. And people began to help one another. And people they said as people were coming down those stairs, they began to carry people that couldn't walk. They began to try to help the injured. Instead of just fleeing for themselves, they began to try to help their fellow man. And said some began to just pray. They began to pray. They began to call out to God. They began to recognize that they was an ever-present help. They was a strength in a time of storm. They began to cry out to God. They began to cry out for help. They began to cry out and pray in prayer. As they traversed down them stairs, as they was going down, can you imagine those firemen, those policemen were coming up. They were trying to get them out of the building. They were swarming that place. Can you imagine that day? You know, do you remember where you were at on 9/11? You remember where you was at? You remember my wife was coming out the road, and she had been to something, a school function, and she was coming back to work, was working with me. And we got there this morning on 1923, and she said, right here is where I was. She said, I remember right here is where I was when they come on there and said that the second tower had been hit. She said, I remember. Do you remember where you were? Do you remember how devastated you were? You remember just stopping? I was at work. And it come on, and I went in my office, and we pulled it up on the internet, and you could see that first the tower had been hit. And we stood there and watched as the camera had, we seen that other plane come in, and it hit that second tower. That stands for liberty and peace and all that man can do. And in just a moment, they were engulfed in balls of flame. Fire was coming out of them. People were in torment. People were in panic as they began to try to descend out of that hell on earth. Can you imagine? And as we see this transpire, and we see what the devil thought he was doing. But you know why they done it? Because they're deceived. People are deceived. They don't realize that there's a true and a living God. He don't ask us to sacrifice people. He asked us to sacrifice self. Amen. We don't have to die. All he asks us is to die to self and to live for him. Amen. As we see those two towers and all this begin to happen, all this begin to take place, all the anguish, all the anxiety, as we see those massive structures and they're shaking and they're quivering under the stress and the load. They were designed well, as well as man could build, but they wasn't designed to take this kind of blunt trauma, this kind of force. Oh, them cowards had planned well. They knew what they needed to do. See, they had engineers too. You know, the devil's got engineers today. He's got something that can tear down every structure that you can build. He's got engineers that can destroy any structure that man can put up. You know, preacher, you don't realize what I build around me and around my family. If it's man-made, it'll fall. It can be destroyed by the devil and the enemy. Amen. He said, if you're going to build a foundation, if you're going to build something, it's got to have a foundation. And that foundation is God. That foundation is the Lord Jesus Christ. We've got to build upon. That's the only foundation of anything that we've got that will stand the test of time. Amen. They thought they built strong. They thought they built it solid. They thought it would stand. It was built to withstand an earthquake. Amen. It was built to withstand anything they thought Mother Nature could throw at. It was meant to withstand winds, hurricane, tornadoes. But it couldn't withstand the devil. There's nothing that we can build up this morning that can withstand the devil and the demons of hell. Only thing we can build upon this morning is upon the Lord Jesus Christ. It's the only thing that'll stand. But as they built this thing up, Brother Kevin, that thing was standing. It was a burning. It was a smoking. People was a running in. People were trying to help. People were trying to save lives. People were making phone calls. They were calling. They were calling 911. I mean, you could just hear 911 was ringing off the wall. Man, they was just swamping 911 with calls. People's bleeding. People's hurting. They was sending ambulances. They was sending police cars. They was sending everything. Paramedics, fire truck, everything they could muster up. They was sending to the scene. Can you just imagine? the turmoil that was there. The turmoil that was happening in this place. Look how beautiful. I mean, ain't that magnificent? Them twin towers standing there above everything. The best that man can make. And all of a sudden, it's in chaos. All of a sudden, everything that man has, everything that man can do is put in utter chaos. Amen? It's the same way with me and you. Anything we can build, it's just utter chaos. Vexation of spirit is what Solomon said. Just a vexation. Amen? But as they begin, these towers, as people begin to swamp in, people begin to, the tower over here, it began to shake and to tremble. Amen. The glass began to break. The beams and the structures began to be melted and began to let go. And it began to start to settle down upon its own self. Can you imagine? Can you imagine them people down below as they start seeing up, look up, and all of a sudden in the smoke and the billow and the fire, all of a sudden they just start seeing glass just shattering all around them. And somebody screams, "Look out!" And that thing begins to implode upon itself. It begins to start to come down. Amen? Can you imagine? All these people around just everywhere, thousands and thousands of people trying to help. They're trying to help. They're trying to get people out. But all of a sudden, it begins to fall. Amen. The 911 calls, they said all of a sudden, said the 911 calls just stop. All of a sudden, there's absolute silence on the air as that building falls and it crumbles to the ground in a massive rubbish and heap of steel and glass and concrete. And as they stand there watching, gazed in silence, the next building begins to quiver and shake, and the same thing. It comes down in massive steel and glass and concrete. Falls all the way to the ground. Amen. Totally destroyed. All those lives. Amen. Those that couldn't get out. 38 lives. Amen. Of people. Human beings, mamas and daddies and grandpas and grandmas and brothers and sisters and sons and daughters was in this building. Amen. As it began to shake and it began to tremble. I want to say, youngins today, they still the same circumstance today. These mamas and daddies and grandmas and grandpas and sons and daughters and brothers and sisters in the building and the structures of this world that are trembling and shaking before the devil and the demons of hell. And they're fixing to be destroyed and crushed by the wicked one. And where are we? Why are we not running to the rescue? Why are we not getting to where they're at and telling them, say, "Hey, look, the building's coming down. The structure's not safe. Get out." Why are we not? You know why? Because we wait till we see the glass breaking before we ever move. We wait till we see the timbers rattling before we ever get... You know what happened after 911? You know what happened? People began to flock into their local church. They began to flock into the local assembly. They began to cry out to God. But you know what? It was too little, too late for those that was in these buildings. These are those that were in these man-made structures. What they did after that was too little, too late. But you know what? They still had some that was not in the structures of the world yet. Hadn't got caught up in it yet. But you know what happened? They didn't stay in there long enough to get them out. They didn't stay in there long enough to get those others out. You know where they're at today? Those other loved ones, those mamas, those daddies, those papas, those mamas, those brothers, sisters, those children, they're still in those structures that could collapse any day. He said, "Well, preacher, what do we do?" Well, let me just tell you what took place. When those structures fell, Brother Kevin, when they was fail, and they was a billow of dirt and dust and ash and soot went up and covered the whole city. People were covering their eyes and their nose and they couldn't breathe. They couldn't see for the darkness. Couldn't breathe for the dust and the debris. They hid themselves from that awful devastation. But when the smoke cleared, Brother Bill, when the dust settled, when all that the devil and the demons of hell could do was done, and they went back to ground zero, and they looked out across where those magnificent buildings, those magnificent structures of man had been, they was two pieces of steel. Two pieces of steel that had stayed intact. Had stayed intact. And they were jutting up above all the debris in a cross. Above it all. With a piece of tethered clothing hanging on one side. The shroud of what man is without God. But God raised that up in the midst of that, in the midst of that turmoil. And He said, "Youngins, the devil may have done this, but He said, I'm still God." Hallelujah. Amen. He said, "I'm still the Almighty Helper and the power of the Most High." Amen. He's still God this morning, youngins. He still has the power and anointing. He still has the help and the encouragement. But we just need to get those people out of those buildings. Those man-made structures that they're putting their confidence in. You say, "Well, preacher, what buildings are you talking about?" I'm talking about the structure of self. We got to get them out of self. Help them realize that self will destroy you. This building of self, this building of the flesh, it'll be destroyed. It's not a sound structure. But I want to say that the Lord Jesus Christ in our hearts, He makes the difference. He gives us that solid foundation. He gives us the ability to stand. And having done all to stand. He said, "Well, preacher, it don't really make much difference what we do." We was talking about that down in the prayer room. But you know what? It does make a difference. Because we still have to stand for what's right. Yeah, amen. We may not see the result, but I want to say this morning on the authority of God and His Word that there'll be a result recorded in heaven.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. There'll be a result saying that that this brother and that sister, they stood up that test. They stood in faith, trusting God.
Yes.
That they didn't compromise with the world or the devil.
Right.
Amen. Amen. We got to stand, young'uns. We got to stand. This stuff's going to happen. These structures are going to fall. Worldly structures are going to come down. The demons of hell are going to try to evade us and defeat us. But we're serving a living God. You know, the devil, he's the prince and power of this present world. But we've got a power that's out of this world.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. We got power and strength in the Lord Jesus Christ. Greater is He that is in us than he that's in the world.
Yes, the Lord.
Do you have the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior this morning?
Yes.
Do you have faith in Him? Have you put your trust in Him? Is your family saved this morning? Is all your loved ones at the house of God? Are all of you ready and prepared to go to heaven? Are all of us ready this morning? Are all our loved ones ready this morning? If this happens to their house, their home, their place of business, are they ready to go to heaven? Do you have that promise this morning that when the structures of the world fall, that Brother Rex, that they'll be saved out of that? And that one glorious day, I like what I heard a fella say this morning. They was reading off that name. They said it took 4 hours to read those names of those that died in 9/11. And as one fella was reading off his name, the name of his brother, he read off his name and he said, "Brother," he said, "Lord," he said, "I'll see you later."
Hallelujah.
He said, "I will see you later." Amen. What a great privilege it is to know that when the buildings and the structures of this world fall, that we have the blessed assurance that we will see them later. What about you and your family today? What about you and your loved? What about you and those that you work with? What about you and those that you really, truly care about? What about the structure they're living in? Oh, youngins, let's pull them out before it's too late. Before it implodes upon them and destroys them. This flesh will destroy you. This old world will destroy you. But there's a God of glory who will deliver you.
Amen.
Amen. He'll deliver you. And He'll deliver you safe. And He'll deliver you on time. Amen. Before that structure can completely collapse. As I was listening this morning, I was amazed. I was amazed, and I had to give God glory. Because at Ground Zero this morning, our president, the first time in three years, I was proud of him. I was proud of Barack Obama. Because he stood there at Ground Zero and he read these words. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof. Selah. There is a river and streams, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God and the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. The heathen raged, the kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice, the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge, Selah. Come behold the works of the Lord, what desolations he had made in the earth. He makes wars to cease unto the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow and cutteth the spear in sunder. He burneth the chariot in the fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Selah. What do you think about that? Amen. God is still God, and He's still on the throne. He's an ever-present help, and He is our refuge. Ain't you glad for that this morning? I'm glad that we can remember not to forget. Let's never forget what took place on 9/11 10 years ago. But let's also remember that God Almighty is a saving God and a loving God. And with that cross of steel that's sticking up, the heathen don't like it. They want it to be taken down. But that's a symbol that ought to remain. The cross where Jesus went and died for the sins of terrorists, cowards, ungodly. Amen. But I want to say today on the authority of God's Word that if we trust in Him, that their days are coming. They will give an account for what they do. They will give account for what they've done. Amen.